Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. God's call and promise. Malachi 3, 7. Let me read the verse to you. Here it is, Malachi 3, verse 7. I, the Lord, do not change, that's verse 6. So you, descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed, and so on. Return to me, says God. And I will return to you. Though you have broken my law, though you have played fool with the covenant, if you will return to me, I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. God's call, return to me, and God's promise, I will return to you. There's two parts to this. There's a demand, there's a command, but there is love in it, of course. It's not merely a duty. But there is a responsibility. Judah, you must return. You priests, you must stop offering these shoddy sacrifices. And so on and so on. And there is the promise. I will. I will return to you. There is the willingness of God. God is willing. The question is, are the Jews willing? God is willing to receive them back. God is willing to forgive. God is willing to restore. God is willing to renew his relationship with them. God is willing to take them back. Return to me, and I will return to you. The book of Hosea is full of this. Come back to me. Come back in repentance, and I am willing to receive you. There's no upbraiding with God. He will receive back his people. That was the case 2,500 years ago. And as always, we apply it to ourselves. Is God having a complaint? Does he have a complaint against the present-day ecclesia? I believe he does. Does he have things to say which are strong to the churches and believers, the preachers and the teachers today? I believe he does. Individual believers and the unbeliever too. I believe God is speaking to us. I believe he has a command and a call to us. Repent and believe the gospel. Trust Christ. Come back to me. Reform your house. Be ye separate, says the Lord. Oh, there are many commands that God gives. But are there promises? There are. Is God still willing to give? He is. The question for the Jews was this. Would they come back? Were they willing? The question is for us. Are we willing? The churches today. Are you willing? Am I willing? There is no doubt about God's willingness. Unbeliever, I assure you, the moment you turn to Christ, he will receive you. Come and welcome. Believer, read Revelation 2 and 3. If the churches would repent, Christ would receive them. If the Laodicean church would open the door, Christ would come in. There is no question of it. Now is the time for this repentance. I believe the churches should be listening to this. The command of God, the call of God, and the promise of God. Malachi was sent to issue this. I believe those of us who are preachers and the scriptures themselves are issuing that call and issuing that promise today. I try now, repeat it. Unbeliever, come to Christ, and he will never turn you away. Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out, turn aside. Not in the initial coming, nor ever after. Will we issue the call, brothers and sisters? Will we heed the call, brothers and sisters? Unbeliever, will you listen to the command? Will you listen to the warning of the gospel? And will you trust the promise of God and turn? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me close this with a hymn by Charles Wesley. Weary of wandering from my God, and now made willing to return, I here embow me to the rod. For now, not without hope, I mourn, I have an advocate above, a friend before the throne of love. O Jesus, full of truth and grace, more full of grace than I of sin, yet once again I seek thy face, open thine arms and take me in, and freely my backslidings heal, and love the faithless sinner. Still, there's no doubt that he will. Thou knowest the way to bring me back, my fallen spirit to restore. Oh, for thy truth and mercy's sake, forgive and bid me sin no more. The ruins of my soul repair and make my heart a house of prayer. Ah, give me, Lord, the tender heart that trembles at the approach of sin. A godly fear of sin impart, implant and root it deep within, that I may dread thy precious power, thy gracious power, and never dare offend thee more.